Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm living, so we turning up. Yeah, we turning it up.
Dope.
Ariana Grande on Y98, and things are still moving quickly with Ariana and Pete Davidson. He's going to be on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon tonight, so I'm sure he's going to ask him all about everything. The engagement ring, the $16 million apartment they moved into last weekend in Manhattan, their neighbors with Sting. It's pretty fancy. They're in this $16 million apartment, no furniture.
Apartment.
Yeah.
16 million.
It's 400,000 square feet.
It's in New York City.
They're okay. They're doing eyes.
400,000 square feet?
I meant 4,000.
Wow.
I don't know why I'm
That's
so tired.
That's a better
today.
Deal, isn't it?
Yeah. Central Park. They just moved into Central Park.
Listen, before 8 o'clock, I do have this right. We're giving away Jason Mraz tickets.
I thought I was hearing something.
I did too.
I was like,
I don't know. Lots of zeros. I moved the zeros from the 16 million to the 4,000. Jason Mraz performing at the Peabody December 9th. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 11 a.m. But you know, we always take care of you. So we have your tickets to win before 8 o'clock this morning.
All right, I want to do an instant survey. I need ladies to call in right now.
Mm-hmm.
531-9898 from Illinois, 618-9898. You can also text us at 531-9898, and you can weigh in there.
Yeah.
But I need women to call in, because this has to do with women, and it has to do with something on a man. There's just a new study done about men's chest hair.
What about it?
Whether it's hot or not. I'll vote. I like chest hair.
Yeah, I don't mind. Doesn't bother me.
No, me either.
I don't really think about it that much.
All right.
You like a guy and he either has it or he doesn't.
Right.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I'm breaking up with you because you...
Well, you could
have chest hair.
I think Jen's going to be... I respect that stance, but I have a feeling most women are not going to fall into that. You like a guy and either he has it or he doesn't. I think they're going to have opinions.
Hold on. Okay. Hold on.
The phones are lighting up, folks.
All right.
My ego needs to brace for this, whatever side we
okay.
fall
we
on
ask
here.
Age, too, because I think that might have something to do with the answers you get.
Sure, we can ask the women's ages.
Well, I mean,
they don't mind sharing.
Oh, well, they all hung up when I put them on hold. 531-9898, 618-397-9898.
People can just text.
Yeah, I got a couple texts already, and
they're all
saying not hot.
Not
chest
hot.
Chest hair?
Okay.
All those actors have had their chest hair removed.
Chest hair, yes. Back hair, no.
Right. Yes, that makes sense. According to the survey, and I want to see if we are similar or not, 28% of women say they like chest hair. Versus 35 who don't. I know it's not 100%. I'm not sure. Maybe the other percent was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like Jen said.
I like it on the right side of the chest, but not the left.
Yeah, that looks really good. Let's go to the phones, Kevin.
All right.
Hi, Y98. Yes, hot or not?
Hot if there's not too much of it.
Yes.
Okay, and how old are you?
27.
Okay.
Huh? All right, there you go. There's one hot. Hi, Y98. Hot or not? Hello.
I think it's hot.
And how old are you?
I'm 23.
All right.
Thank you for your support.
So I'm thinking Tim has some chest hair.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones.
Right. I do. It's
groomed right now. There's a nice summer trim, if you will.
I don't want to ask.
If you will.
I don't want any follow-up questions.
I don't either.
I want to know if it's at the sweet spot. That's what I want.
It is. Yeah, it's right about at the sweet spot right now.
Hi, what's your name? Hello?
Hello? Oh, Carly.
Hey, sorry. Carly. Hot or not?
I think hot.
I mean, look at this, Carly.
How old are you?
And I'm 25.
25. Okay. All right.
Did you know before this that Tim had chest hair?
Oh, I did not know, but I'm glad I know now.
Me too, Carly. Me too.
All right. We'll take, three more calls?
Yeah, I think so.
Three more calls. Hi, hot or not chest hair?
Not.
Yes.
After 20 years, you kind of appreciate, you want it more. It's hotter. I don't know. You don't have the hair.
What?
It's hotter without
hair.
How
old are you?
I'm 39. I've been with the same person, though, for 20 years.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So when I met him, before I even saw his chest, I was already hooked. But once he took his shirt off, I wanted him even more, so it was
okay.
More of a thrill, I guess.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling.
A lot of information.
Yeah, I know. We're off at 10. Hi, hot or not?
Well, you see, I'm 69, and at my age, it's breathing or not.
You win. You win. I'll take that as a hot.
Hello. It's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go.
Why don't you just meet me in the middle, baby? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle?
198 with Courtney and Company. Man, some strong opinions about chest hair on men. I don't know that I needed to clarify that.
I have strong opinions on that.
Yeah, I guess you do.
Very strong.
Uh-huh.
But in a shocking twist, we did an instant phone survey, and we thought maybe it would be split down the middle with the older end saying chest hair hot and the younger end saying not. But we had women as young as 23 saying hot. Hot all across the board except for one person. And then we had a bunch of texts,
yeah,
too.
And the texts also...
Why am I clapping? I don't care.
The texts also seem to be in favor of chest hair, but they kind of clarify they don't want it patchy. It depends on the quality.
It's
got to
be just the right chest hair.
But I think this sums it up.
Sweet spot.
I'm 32. Some chest hair is hot, and so is Tim.
Oh, Tim.
Appreciate that.
They're out to get you, Tim.
Hashtag Tim too.
It's always something.
Okay.
I'm not patchy, I'll say that. Very consistent.
That's good.
Letting you guys know.
I could assume that you'd have some chest hair because of your eyebrows.
Oh yeah. Because they're thick?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, and your beard.
Yeah, that beard is like a day, like, half day.
Kevin, do you have chest hair?
No,
he doesn't.
It takes me forever to grow a beard.
Yeah. Lance totally does.
Right.
Yes.
Where don't I have hair?
Yeah, right. The arms too.
Yeah.
Yeah, take care of that upper arm behind.
What, where the tricep muscle is?
Yeah. You know, when you get older, you'll see hairs start growing there. Not for me. Maybe.
Okay, all right. Sure. Things we've been doing wrong. There was a list that came out talking about how these are like everyday things that you're probably doing wrong. And the first one on the list, I know when I'm doing it wrong and I don't care because I just like it. Taking a long hot shower. I say, don't do it.
You should take cold showers.
Well, there was that whole thing about that can extend your life and help with all these. It has all these health benefits, but I'm still not going to do that. No, it says take a warm shower, but hot water, here's why. You know, taking a long hot shower, especially in the winter, can dry out your skin.
Yeah.
But why? Hot water opens your pores, which promotes water loss, and then it washes away the oils on your skin, which help keep moisture in. So dry, itchy skin. They say... Their solution is take the Navy shower, designed to conserve water. You get wet, you turn off the water, you soap up, then you turn the water back on to rinse off.
I do that sometimes especially in the wintertime, to conserve hot water.
I have to do it sometimes when I have two kids who take super long showers, and then I jump in and there's nothing left.
Right, right, right.
In the summer, I don't really take hot, hot showers. I don't enjoy them.
Right.
Mm-mm. No, I do take a cooler shower in the summer. The next one that we're doing wrong is playing Monopoly.
Yeah. Just playing
don't
the game.
Play the game. It's terrible.
Okay, we can move on. No, they say, really, if you want to have a shorter game of Monopoly, immediately establish a Monopoly, cause a housing shortage by getting four houses on every property but never building hotels. Because apparently, and you have to follow the rules, like, so apparently if there are no houses left, then no one else can buy them. We were always like, oh, well, yeah, you can pretend. No. Housing shortage. Sorry. And then everybody else has to, like, mortgage all their stuff.
When's the last time anyone played Monopoly?
I hate that game so much.
We played it a lot over Christmas, and it was excruciating.
Really?
Yeah.
What about you?
Man, decades.
What is your go-to board game?
I don't have the attention span for it. I'm not a big board game guy.
Cards?
No, I can't.
Trivia?
Yeah, trivia. Love it.
Okay.
Trivial Pursuit. If that is a board game, mm-hmm. so that qualifies, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I enjoy Trivial Pursuit.
Me too.
Trimming your fingernails.
We're doing it wrong.
Yeah. Clipping straight on can bend and damage your nail. They say you also don't want to clip all the way down. You need to leave a little white at the top, which I never do.
I don't clip my fingernails.
Do you just bite them?
No. Oh. I
tear them off?
Yeah.
You'll tear them off with your fingers?
Yeah, with another nail.
Really?
Yeah, they're beautiful.
What do you do?
You should see them. They have lovely
nails. Some people just bite them.
No, I don't bite my nails.
That they don't have ever have to clip.
I used to bite my nails until the roll-up to getting married, and since then, I've stopped doing it. It was a habit I had for decades.
Well, listen, I'll tell you how you get out of that. Get veneers.
because you can't bite your nails now.
No.
Why? So what would it do?
Well, I just don't want to risk it. They're not cheap.
Yeah.
You know?
I used to bite my nails because when you play violin, you can't have fingernails at all. It screws up playing, which is why I always sounded so bad. No.
Wait, so what are you supposed to do?
They clip say you're too. Supposed to clip starting on the side and go across, but don't cut all the way down.
You leave a little white.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, what else are we doing wrong that I don't care about?
Holding the steering wheel.
Yeah, they always say 10 and 2, but that's incorrect.
It's supposed to be 9 and 3, but do you know why?
For the airbag?
Yeah.
The airbag.
Ah. Oh, really?
And I can be a testament to...
Oh, yeah, that's Kevin all the way.
No, on why you don't do 10 and 2, because I got burned.
Yeah, but you're side-by-side guy.
Maybe you shouldn't do 9 and 3.
What? Did you get burned when the deer
airbag.
Hit you?
Yeah.
Yeah, they say the airbag comes out.
He hit the deer, Jen.
No! I'm blaming the deer.
How many times have you had accidents involving deer?
Thrice.
Yeah, they're coming after him.
Wow.
They're coming after him.
Does it say anything about just the index finger at 6 on the wheel? Because that's what I do.
That's real attractive.
Yeah. One-handed at about 8.
Sometimes I just do the knee.
Well, you're giving that airbag plenty of room to come out.
So. Yeah, right, right.
Well, you got to get your quarter pounder and your soda going.
Yeah, forget texting and driving. We're doing things far more dangerous.
You're right.
Lance Hildebrand now at the heart of the rush hour and hopefully everyone at 9 and 3.
Did I tell you about the time I completely changed an outfit while I was driving?
Oh, man.
Totally. Got out and was wearing completely different clothes.
Kids, don't try this at home.
No, don't.
You act like you were unaware of it. Like, I got out of the car. Next thing I knew, I'm wearing something totally different.
Voila!
Yeah. Hello. Time machine. Who's with me? Traffic is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. Westbound 270 is going to slow before 367. Pretty much most...
Deserved it.
Congratulations to Amanda Bomarito from St. Louis.
Lil Razzmatazz.
That's right. Jason Mraz. at the Peabody in December. And those tickets go on sale Friday. We'll have more tickets tomorrow and Friday. And still to come on the show, we have Cardinals tickets to give away for their Cancer Awareness Night. You get a ticket. You also get a special Cancer Awareness hat. And that's a theme ticket that you can buy online, cardinals.com/theme. 9 o'clock hour, your chance to win.
It's amazing you could do all that tapping and not be out of breath.
I know. Well, I'm got endurance, except I did have a hard time putting tees in the ground last night at Golf League. I could barely swing the club after all the work.
It started pouring down rain yesterday in the Kirkwood area.
Kirkwood!
I've got my hype man over here.
I mean, I'm proud of it. I grew up there.
And
the deuce deuce.
My son was supposed to have a baseball game, and I'm like, there's no way it's happening. Didn't call it. Finally, like, we need to be leaving for the field, and it is still pouring. Our coach was like, I don't know. They say it's fine out here, but I'm calling it. This is ridiculous.
Was it called?
Yeah.
Don't leave us hanging.
No.
But speaking of Kirkwood, this is just a bizarre story. You're not going to want to cheer on Kirkwood after this.
Oh, this is out of Kirkwood?
An elderly man who I think was in his 70s maybe, and his adult son, who had to be 30s, 40s, accused of beating up a Pokemon Go competitor in Kirkwood.
What is happening?
What?
That's not on the brochure for Kirkwood.
No.
Come enjoy our beautiful downtown. We have a nice farmer's market. You can stroll the streets. There's the old train station. And you may be beaten up if you're playing Pokemon Go.
Wow.
All three got in a fight after the victim accused the pair of cheating during a Pokemon Go hunt. Did we just ask a couple weeks ago? We didn't think this was a thing anymore. It started like two summers ago.
It must be real easy now.
All of the kids, totally. All of the kids have moved, like, they last year moved on to fidget spinners. Now they're flossing every time they...
The dance?
Yeah, every time they have a spare moment. But the adults, still Pokemon Go. The victim, by the way, cuts to his face, a traumatic eye injury, and a broken finger.
Man. All right.
I was waiting
that
for
that happened in Kirkwood.
I was waiting for the Kirkwood.
Kirkwood. I mean, I don't know how I feel about the whole thing.
Things you didn't know coming up in about 7 minutes on Y98.
You'll be safe in Kirkwood. Just don't play Pokemon Go.
This is KYKY-FM and HD1 St. Louis. Listen to 198 on your smartphone by downloading the radio.com app now at the iTunes and Google Play stores.
There are things you know and things you don't. These are things you don't.
Some things you didn't know. First of all, a real life things you didn't know. I found out yesterday at the dentist. Do you know we have taste buds on the roof of our mouth? Not just on our tongue?
What?
Yeah.
How about that?
Morris.
I had no idea.
As Nora calls them, taste bugs.
Aww, that's adorable. Roofy mouth.
She's 23 if you didn't know who Nora.
You sound stupid.
St. Louis County Dental, they taught me that.
That's pretty interesting.
Here's something you didn't know. The president can send an emergency text message to everyone in the country whenever he wants. It works on the same system that sends amber alerts or severe weather warnings, but the system has never been used so far.
So it's very interesting.
Oh, no. Does he know that?
I know. I promise you we'll get one during this administration, and I can't wait. Here's something you didn't know. The E in Wile E. Coyote. Anybody?
Wile Edward.
Ethelbert.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Ethelbert.
What is it? Oh, I guess you don't have any more information than that.
Well, keep it pretty surface level. On
this. Acme? Remember Dang Acme it. Was always...
Yeah, yeah. Supplies, yeah.
Here's something you didn't know. Piggy banks are named after pig, P-Y-G-G, which is an orange clay that people used to make pots and jars out of in the Middle Ages. When people had extra coins, they'd put them into a pig pot.
What?
Whoa.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird how things evolve?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like naprons.
Napron.
Napron.
Here's something you didn't know.
Is that the pain reliever that Jimmy Connors used to do?
Little.
No, but Napron was the original name of apron because people would say, grab me a Napron, and they thought they were saying an apron. You know what I'm saying?
So they dropped the N, and now it's just apron.
I think that's a load of crap.
It's not.
True story.
I'm with you, Phil.
Here's something you didn't know. The average person loses 100 hairs every day.
High five!
Here's something you didn't know. A failed constitutional amendment in 1916 would have given Americans a vote on whether or not to go to war. And the people who voted yes would have been required to enlist.
Damn right.
There were so many words there.
Really? When we went to war.
No, I got it.
All right. Here's something you need to know. There are only two pairs of escalators in the entire state of Wyoming.
I actually knew that.
They're both.
Did you know that?
What establishments are they in?
I think we talked about this before.
Do you know where they are?
The salsa aisle!
They're in the salsa aisle. The courthouse?
Nope.
The mall?
They're in Banks in Casper, Wyoming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, those are big banks.
Yeah.
Here's something you need to know. The guy who started the tradition of holding up John 3:16 signs at football games, and that was in the 1980s, is now serving three life sentences.
Chat, please.
For taking a maid hostage at a hotel.
Whoa. A maid hostage?
That's crazy.
Yep, I know. Here's something you need to know. The first phone book ever was published in New Haven, Connecticut. In 1878, and only had 50 numbers.
Thanks.
For all 50 people who had phones.
I just cannot stand phone books. Don't they bother you when they show up on your porch?
Yeah, I've grown to dislike them.
Right? Strongly. And they've done nothing?
I walk it right to the recycle bin.
Uh-huh.
Here's something you know. Paul McCartney earned $7 million the entire time the Beatles were together, and has earned approximately $1.2 billion since.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, right.
I don't believe it.
It's good work if you can get it. Here's something you need to know. The Here's Johnny scene.
Here's Johnny.
From The Shining.
Here's Johnny.
Wow.
Wow, that's right.
Took 3 days to film. And 60 doors. They went through 60 doors.
And wasn't Here's Johnny, that was like an ad lib. But, that Jack Nicholson added.
Oh, really?
Here's Johnny.
He added that on take 59. Here's something you know. The closest relative to manatees in the animal kingdom are elephants.
What?
That's interesting.
Are huge?
Yeah.
Very big.
All right. Let's go out with a bang here. Here's something you know. Listerine was originally marketed as a feminine hygiene product in 1932.
Oh, thanks.
Specifically to clean and, quote, deodorize.
Things you didn't know.
Probably made by a man. You know, this is a good idea.
Yeah, right.
Jerks.
Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
And it is sponsored by Nissan.
Y98, cute baby. Your baby is very cute. It's time to see the baby. And it's time to see the baby pictures. We have Y98's baby bash. And it starts now. Send us the photo of your cute baby. Your baby has to be under the age of 36 months in order to do this.
They can be right at 36 months.
Yes. So send in the picture. And if you have the winning baby, $3,000 in gift certificates to Diamonds Direct.
And if you want to see the babies on the show as babies, except for Lance, you weren't here when the baby photo thing was discussed.
And you were never a baby.
That's very true.
You're just born full-blown Lance Hildebrand.
Yeah, you're like, I'm here. I'm here and 40 is slow.
Yeah, Lance Hildebrand here.
Hello.
Traffic was slow coming through there, but...
coming through where?
Uh-huh, yeah, well, I think we all know.
It was a perfect thing.
Our Instagram page, Courtney and Co. Y98 is our Instagram page, and you can see all of our baby photos.
And I'm getting beat up a little bit. They're saying I looked like a girl in my baby picture that's on there. So get on there and defend me. So I'm glad that...
get on there and defend me.
Immediately.
I think you had enough people come to your defense about chest hair today. You're all right. You broke even.
Yes, you're right.
Chest hair was way on the positive side.
Yeah. People love chest
hair. They're still weighing in.
They're still
seriously?
Are?
Yeah.
It's great news. Anyway, Courtney and Co. Y98 on Instagram.
Okay. If you have kids in the car, we're going to have a little sexy time.
You're even uncomfortable saying that.
Yeah, because I feel like my kids are in the car and it's time for you to... time for you to put some headphones on or play an iPad or something.
Play your Disney music.
Yes. I saw a stat this week that said 50% of Americans would give up relations for a bigger closet. Seriously? Is that what our world has come to now? Like a bigger closet?
That's crazy.
I know new houses now have closets that are maybe bigger than some people's bedrooms.
I don't really have closet envy.
I don't either.
It's not my thing.
Who cares?
Because we have extra bedrooms, and they're not used by children, so I have like a bunch of closets. But so I don't really care if my closet's
grand. You can always
grand.
Get a storage unit if worse comes the worst.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what are you going to wear tomorrow? I don't know. I got to drive to the storage unit.
What are you talking about?
Not like a... Like a closet for your clothes, Kevin.
I know, but
Kevin just has a pod on the street in front of his house.
I'm in my closet, in my posit.
Maybe because they just keep building more and more out my way, and I'm like, who's got all this?
Oh, storage units are big money makers.
Can you imagine, man? There's some money.
Owning one, they're
or
big.
Being invested in it somehow.
I know. Man. Now all I care about is talking about storage unit money. But that's crazy to me. Okay, another survey. This is. I don't know. 14% of people have done it at work.
What? That's high.
14?
Yeah.
I would think it'd be higher.
I think it'd be higher too.
Yeah.
What?
In offices? Like close? I feel like that's going on
all
the time.
Okay, you look around. You line up 10 employees and almost one and a half of them. Yeah. No, that's not.
Some people are into weird stuff like sleeping with half people.
Like centaurs?
I don't know. Yeah.
No, that doesn't surprise me.
I don't know. And I think it's lower than it probably was years ago.
I agree.
Oh, yeah. You know what
I
mean?
Things are pretty open around here. Like even the studio, all the studios you can see into, there's only so many offices that you can completely close the door. But a lot of companies have offices where that's a little easier to do.
Yeah, remember crazy. How we got weirded out about, what's his name? Matt Lauer having the lock on his door, having Trump's desk.
And think about cameras now that are in place now, but not 15, 20 years ago.
Right.
Listen, I dated someone I worked with and did not.
Speaking of, 44% of people have had a workplace romance.
Yeah. Mm.
That's Jen. I never have. Have you?
I've not had a lot of workplaces. Or romance, for that matter.
Kevin, workplace romance for you? Lance?
No.
Yeah, no. Jen, hussy.
Seriously?
Oh, man.
10% had one with you are married to your workplace romance.
But let me say this. Every bad relationship that came out of that building afterwards used us as an example, and I was like, don't.
You two should
not be together. Yeah, like, then everybody started dating each other. We were all young. Like, it was a bunch of 20-year-olds, and we all hung out outside of work. We were all friends. Like, I was friends with Ryan beforehand. I had a boyfriend. He had a girlfriend.
Hussy.
No! And then we were both broken up, but we had been friends for a long time. But then everybody started dating, and then it was... And then it got ugly and people took sides and it was bad news.
Relationships at work might be good for productivity.
No.
92% of people said having one made them more excited to come to work.
Yeah.
50% said it made them try harder at work. And 14% stayed late just to flirt with a coworker.
But after a breakup, it makes you never want to
Yeah, I don't have the breakup info.
Yeah, right.
Like after office romance.
Yeah.
And then 5% of people never been kissed. Just like the spectacular Drew Barrymore movie.
Above what age, though, are we talking about?
That's
or is
so
that
sad.
Just the population?
It includes 19% of people between the ages of 18 and 24. 2% of people over 55.
What?
I know, that's sad.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
I think more of those people work here than the people that are sneaking off in the offices.
How many kisses do you think?
What do you mean?
How many kisses? I mean, how many different people have you kissed?
Oh. I think we've talked about this even since I've been on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I still think my kids are in the car.
Kisses? Oh, yeah. That's different for you.
I wasn't a hussy. But I did like to, did like to kiss people.
I like kissing. Yeah, kissing's fun.
We're talking about wanted kisses, right?
Wow. Kevin! Do you not know what the world is now?
You want me to give a number? I think I did before. I think we've talked about this exact thing. And I think I said like 25.
Okay, well, instead of that, first kiss, age.
I was in eighth grade.
I think I was 15.
I was 14. It was terrible outside of Pantera's Pizza. I don't want to get into it.
Mine was outside the Walgreens at the Galleria. Remember there was a Walgreens there? Yeah.
And mine was sixth grade, and we know Peggy Boobin.
We did talk about this. Peggy Boobin.
No, that came because of field trips. Or field day.
Field day. That's right.
How old were you? I bet Lance was like six.
I think it was 10.
Yeah, you were.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it was 10. I've got an idea. Stand right here. I know it's only the sixth grade, but...
Close your eyes.
Yeah, right.
I know you've been watching me.
See, Tim, it's easy to talk like that. You got it.
Tim wants to kiss you now.
I don't know. I got to wait for his chest hair to hit that sweet spot.
Wow. Entertainment Schmick is coming up in just a minute. I'm going to see if I can find some Me Too stories.
Right.
I think we just have one.
Yeah. It was a big 7-minute Me Too. Got a boy back home in Michigan. Entertainment Schmick. Brought to you by St. Louis County Parks. Get out and explore today.
Do it!
I'd like to do it right now because you could make popsicles in this studio. It's so cold. Holy moly. All right. You want to know when This Is Us is coming back?
Yeah.
The Voice?
Yeah.
Chicago PD? Eh.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
It looks like you're going to have to wait until the third week of September for all of this stuff. Mm. NBC just announced the premiere dates, and it all starts Monday, September 24th with The Voice. This Is Us is the next night, Tuesday night. And then you have all the Chicago Med, Fire, and PD shows on Wednesday. Thursday, 1-hour premiere of The Good Place and Law & Order SVU. 2-hour premiere. Kit Harington. Final season of Game of Thrones. They're entering the last weeks of filming. So even though it's going to be a while before you can see the final season of Game of Thrones, the cast is already making plans for what they are going to do once filming is done. After playing Jon Snow, Kit Harington says he can't wait to cut his hair and enjoy some obscurity, make himself less recognizable as the character, and do some other things with short hair.
Hmm.
He said the beard will be harder to get rid of.
I mean, they've had downtime. It feels like he could have cut his hair short already.
I don't know. Maybe he has something in his contract.
Hmm.
Meghan Trainor's new album comes out at the end of August. were playing her new song, and I just love this because it's a lot like Parks and Rec. It's called Treat Myself.
That's
Treat
dope.
Yourself. Meghan Trainor. Yeah, that is dope.
So dope.
You know what else is dope? No, we're not going to get into it. This is a new level of petty, Houston. Okay. Houston Rockets were taken down by the Golden State Warriors in 7 games last month in the playoffs. And Steph Curry's wife, Aisha, she has her own cooking show. She's a big chef. She is opening a new restaurant in Houston. It's called International Smoke Global Barbecue Restaurants. Sorry, Global Barbecue Recipes. But all these Houston Rockets fans are giving her 1-star reviews.
Oh,
it hasn't even opened yet. Come on. That's
not ugly. Cool, Houston. What if it's a bad restaurant, though?
Well, it's not open yet.
Oh, that's a good point.
No 1-star reviews yet. When it comes to the richest people in the world, where do you think Oprah ranks?
In the whole world?
In the whole world.
There's all those princes and kings and stuff.
I'm going to say in the 400s.
Oh, really? I would think that? Higher.
Yeah, I saw the story.
Like, you read it already. You're bad at math. Drop a zero. It's 49.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think she was 49.
I thought it was higher than that.
She's the 49th wealthiest person in the world?
In the world.
Yeah, wow. I would think she would be way lower than that, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody thought she would be higher. I was like, no. Again, princes and kings and all these other people in other countries. Right. She'd at least be 100 or 200, right?
What is she in the U.S.? Any idea?
Higher than 49?
That is true.
Okay, there's a list up at 198.com. If you don't have a lot of time to go to the movies, I think I'm going to go see The Incredibles 2. The last film I saw was Peter Rabbit in the movie theaters.
She is in the 400s.
She's not 49th. She's 494th.
I knew I was right.
Oh.
And I had to go by memory. You had it in front of you.
But I dropped a zero.
See? 400,000 square foot apartment.
494th. Yeah, I definitely thought she'd be higher than that. Like 49th.
I was so confused because I was like, there's got to be 50 Americans right. with more money than her.
I told you, today might be an iffy day.
Might be. Almost at the end of the show.
I'm sure you're really going to redeem yourself in the next half an hour.
I told you past tense like 2 hours ago it might be iffy. Rolling Stone came out with a list of the best movies of the year so far.
Do they rank them?
No, they're just random. But as you could guess, Black Panther is on there. The Death of Stalin. Disobedience with Rachel McAdams and Rachel Weisz. First Reformed with Ethan Hawke and Amanda Seyfried.
Never heard of it.
Hereditary.
That looked scary.
Isle of Dogs. A Quiet Place.
Isla.
The Rider. You Were Never Really Here. And, yes, The Incredibles 2.
Yeah. Hmm. I haven't heard of a lot of those movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just stick with the ones you know already. A musical they're working on right now, premiering on Broadway, they hope, in 2020. Michael Jackson musical.
Hmm.
Think it's going to focus on his music career and not all the scandals.
I know, but I mean, why not just do a Michael... If you're going to do a Michael Jackson musical, do it like Mamma Mia did it. You know, the original stage production, where you're not focusing on the story.
Oh, it's just a different...
It's a use the music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil thing they did in Vegas for a little bit.
Was it awesome?
Oh, wait. No, I never saw it.
You
did? I just had a Jen moment.
No, we're not relabeling that a Jen
moment. Sorry.
No!
It existed, but I never saw it.
And you ranked it 49th.4.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
It was the 49th best-selling musical of all time.
Robert Plant turned down a cameo in Game of Thrones because he didn't want to be typecast, because Led Zeppelin had a bunch of, you know, like, fantasy Viking-type stuff back in the day. He, of course, is one of the headliners from Lufest, but I don't think it's going to be nearly as good as when I saw him play for Led Zeppelin back in 1962. Wait, that was before they were around and I was born.
Didn't want to be typecast because he has so many TV roles to choose from.
Right, yeah. Right.
So weird.
Okay, we'll do celebrity birthdays in about 10 minutes. There are some good ones. Lance Hildebrand now with a final look at traffic.
All right, traffic is sponsored by Indeed. Northbound 270. Before you get to Highway 70, there's still...
Happy birthday! If it's your birthday, hope you're having a great day. Lance couldn't stick around for the birthday game. That's all right. That just means more chances for you to win.
We don't win anything.
Next week, though.
Next week is the betting week.
I know. So this is kind of like
this
your
is
practice.
A, yeah, this is a refresher on getting your brain ready.
Jen, when are you going to reveal what the bet is? Friday? Monday?
I mentioned it once, and some people were not happy about it, so I might just wait until Monday.
Something about
it's a pool. I think it's pool? Something on the roof and jumping in the pool.
Jumping in the pool, maybe. With your bathing suit on.
No, no bathing suit.
This isn't your challenge.
Nude? No, but that's silly. I think clothes is actually funnier.
Well, when it's your challenge?
Think about it?
No. No, we have veto power. There are,
yeah, right.
There are definitely things I wouldn't do.
St. Louis and John Goodman celebrates a birthday today.
That's tough.
I'm going to say 65.
I'll say 66.
Oh, I was going to say either one. 60, 64.
He is 66.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay. He's found a new life on American Idol and what the Geico commercials, maybe? Lionel Richie? What commercial is he doing right now?
Oh.
Where they try and get him to say all night long.
It's a
no, it's like E-Trade or something.
Yeah. Lionel Richie.
Richie. Man, you're talking Commodores.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say 72?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, gosh.
I'm going to go 70.
68.
You were close. 69.
Mm. Well, so was I. I said 70.
I know.
Oh, you looked at him, though.
Well, because you said 70, and he just should have gone one lower.
Right.
And you guys are still fighting about the bathing suit thing, so attention.
Yeah, I know. I'm not arguing with you anymore. It's Nicole Kidman's birthday. Now, this is not counting her face, because right. That is way younger. She's had lots of work done, much like her husband, Keith Urban, who recently celebrated a birthday.
I'm going to say 50.
I don't think they're yet. 48.
Man, that is such a tough one for me.
It is a tough one.
You said 48 and you said 50. I guess I'll go a little younger and I'll say 40. I don't know. I'm going to say 51.
She's 51.
Yeah!
All right, and this one's for Courtney. I'm not throwing this in because you're not happy with my challenge. This I was actually saving for last.
Okay.
Because it's your man.
Timothy Oliphant?
Nope, it's your other man.
Nick Sansone.
It's your third man.
I don't know. Who's my man?
Who'd you love from Duran Duran?
Oh, John Taylor.
Yep, he celebrates a birthday today.
Every year I post my picture with him. Oh, man. I believe he looked at me when he performed with the Power Station at the Fox Theater. That was a little too young for him. I'm going to say...
Her name is Courtney, and she's in the seventh row.
That's not Power Station. Bang a gong, man.
Right.
I'm going to say he is 60.
Okay.
I like that.
57.
61. I know I'm...
You're sniffing?
Yeah.
He's 58.
Oh, see, I had a chance with him.
Yeah, you did. At the time, it would have been a little creepy, but now it's
13.
All right.
I don't think that stops the guys in Duran Duran.
Foodstuffs coming up in less than 10 minutes on Y98.
I had a dream. Baggy sweatpants and a Reeboks with the straps. She turned around and gave that big booty a slap.
Stops.
So much to cover in food stuff. Food stuff's brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. Two locations, one in the Del Mar Loop, one over in Southampton.
I enjoy those commercials that they do.
Salt and Smoke?
They're so funny. You wouldn't even know what they are.
Yeah.
It's like a little 60-second comedy bit.
Yeah. It makes you want to go there.
I know. It does.
Lots of random sound bites.
Yes.
Yeah. He does a good job. We got to get Tom back in here.
I know.
That was fun. I got my Salt and Smoke hat on today if you're watching on Instagram Live. All right. Some new things coming out. How about this? We talked about pumpkin spice stuff getting ready to explode and how it gets a little earlier every year. This I'm not mad at all. Pumpkin spice frosted flakes.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I'd try it.
I say yes.
I see that.
I don't mind it.
I don't even really love regular Frosted Flakes.
I haven't had them.
Why not? They're great.
I told you, I am an old school, they call them Honey Smacks now, but I loved Sugar Smacks.
Mm.
What's not to love?
You can love them both. You can love Frosted Flakes.
Yeah. Don't you have a variety of love for things?
No. Yeah. If I'm going to go for a sugary cereal, I'll grab that one. But you have to eat it really fast
because really it gets mushy.
They're gross.
Yeah. Food stuffs.
Up next, other new breakfast product, fried chicken donut nuggets. Now a thing. So picture, it looks like a donut, but it is made out of chicken nugget. They put toppings on them like Dijon cheese, chili flakes, and black salt.
It doesn't appeal to me.
Why not? What's the problem? Do you like chicken nuggets?
Not really.
Oh, really?
No.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. It depends where they're from. Like, well, I like
these are from Australia.
I don't mean the country.
Oh.
I like a chicken strip more than I like a chicken nugget.
I get that.
You know what I mean?
The surface area, sure.
Yeah, I like the Friday's Jack Daniel's chicken strips.
Ooh, yeah.
Chicken donut really nugget. I'd rather have chicken and waffles.
Okay. Well, anyway, they're coming out in Australia, and they're trying to bring them over here, so we'll see.
Food stuffs.
This is very interesting. Street Fest in Canada over the weekend, and this guy was selling bottled water, and he said it was keto compatible, gluten-free, rich in sodium, and
keto.
Oh, is that it? Keto? Mm-hmm. Thank you. I don't trust you out any pronunciation.
Keto is that diet.
Oh, yes. Keto diet.
Uh-huh. There's a keto.
You send your body into ketosis.
Oh, is that really?
So let's call it keto.
Keto. The keto diet. He says it increases vitality and brain function, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, all right.
Selling it for $38 a bottle.
And what is it?
Turns out it was hot dog water.
Oh,
that's disgusting.
And he told people what it was, but he was doing it to make a point about all this health, you know.
Like how you'll buy anything?
Yes, you can take any product and be like, well, it's rich in sodium. And people are like, oh, that sounds great. So he did it. It was kind of a performance piece, if anything else.
Oh.
So the people at the festival, they even gave him a free booth to do it. But he really did have the bottles. He spent almost $2,000, like, labeling the stuff, making all the bottles so that he could have a real thing. And
did it say hot dog water on it?
Yeah, it did. It absolutely did. And some people didn't get the joke. He sold 60 of them.
No!
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. We are such sheep.
Unfiltered hot dog water.
It's like that story, that woman. It's not like that story, but it has to do with hot dog water. When she doesn't like guests at her party, she makes ice cubes out of hot dog water.
By the way, he made a profit. He spent $2,000 on those bottles.
You crunched the numbers?
I did. He made $280.
He made a profit, and he made a statement.
No, but he spent $2,000.
Food stuffs.
Yeah, and 60 bottles times 38 is $2,280.
Can't wait to see what he does now.
I know. Oh, God. Hold on. She's coding.
Oprah could afford that. She's the 49th richest woman in the world.
She is.
Okay. The bad news on this one. Party dips can spread viruses, especially if people are double dipping, and that includes herpes. And sour cream dips are the worst kind. So a dip like hummus or something.
Why? Because of the bacteria. Is it something about that?
Yeah, there's so much stuff going on in our saliva that if you put it back in, even just a little bit, and then it gets in the sour cream, that's going to spread and grow, and bad things are going to happen.
I'm not worried as much about herpes as I am about kid germs. Like, when I have a dip, I will make a separate bowl for the kids. I'm like, no, you dip in there, because they're all double dippers.
Well, and they dip big, and probably fingers get in there, too.
Oh, yeah, all sorts of nastiness. So they get their own, and then, like, the adult one is put
somewhere else. Is tell them that there's jalapeno peppers in it or something.
No, the boys get to an age where they all want to try it. They, like, dare each other to try spicy stuff.
All right.
anyway. Like Papa John's pizza, they're like, who's going to eat the pepper? I'm like, nobody eats the pepper. Put it away.
Put it away. Where do they put it?
I don't know. In the trash. Throw it away.
And finally, got a list of discontinued fast food items that people wish would return. I looked through this. A lot of these things I forgot existed. McDonald's mixed salad shakers. Remember
those?
Oh,
I do remember those.
Yeah. Now salad shakers are all the rage.
But not at McDonald's.
No.
Wendy's chicken Caesar pita.
I don't remember.
No, but
that.
I love, I'm a big fan of Jack in the Box chicken pita pocket.
Oh, yeah.
It's like their healthiest. It's very low
they
in calories.
Good, they do good work over there. KFC's Chicken Littles, which I guess were gone, but they,
I remember those.
Come back, but they're different than the original ones in the 80s.
They were they look like White Castles, but they were little chicken sandies.
Jack in the Box's cheesy macaroni bites.
I never tried those, but they intrigued me.
Are they like mac and cheese balls?
Like arancini?
Like arancini, kind of, but with macaroni inside?
Pizza Hut's taco pizza.
I love a taco pizza. Love.
That was a long time ago.
Good.
They might bring it back.
Like right now.
Burger King's ribs.
Burger King had ribs?
2010, they put them out, pork ribs.
Remember that?
They sold 10 million of them, ran out in a week, and then that was it. They were $8 an order.
But they were real.
Wow.
Yeah, they were real and not frozen. But they're gone.
Kevin, you missed it.
I missed the rib.
Not the Mick.
Taco Bell's Bell Beefer.
Sounds terrible.
And of course, the one item that they don't carry anymore that Courtney always special orders.
Cheeserito. Chili cheese burrito minus chili, add pizza sauce and extra cheese. Good night.
Do you have St. Louis's cutest baby? Y98. All the love you forget. Now these reckless nights you regret. Someday soon your whole life's gonna change. You'll miss the magic of these good old.
Congratulations, Jennifer Ross of Muscoota. Jennifer's going to be at the game next Tuesday against the Cleveland Indians, Cardinals game, of course, for Cardinals Cancer Awareness Night. She has a pair of tickets. She also has one of the Cardinals Cancer Awareness hats in red. And you can buy your tickets now online, cardinals.com/theme. And a portion of the money is going to go back to cancer research at Siteman Cancer Center.
That's awesome.
We'll have another pair of tickets tomorrow and Friday on the show. Okay, just have some random stories. So there's a woman that got angry because she got pulled over and they asked her to take a breathalyzer. And they ended up, they stopped her as she was driving because her headlights weren't on.
Ooh. Ooh.
She took off.
Another bad choice.
Right.
Full of bad decisions, this one.
And there was a chase. They finally stopped her in a parking lot, and cops got her out of the car, and she said she didn't need to take a sobriety test because she was not drunk. She had just smoked crack earlier. And so, you know.
Wow.
But the crack wasn't hers.
These aren't my genes.
So they let her go.
Yes. She's back out on the road. Kevin posted this picture online today, Y98.com. A guy in South Carolina got busted for weapons possession, and he has a giant gun tattooed on his forehead.
Oh no.
It's just like, you know.
Is it a good gun?
It's not even really a well-done gun.
Right. It never is,
no,
is it?
No.
On his forehead?
I think if your forehead, you're going to go to like somebody that knows their stuff.
That's a terrible gun tat.
Right. It goes in between. So the gun is over his left eye, but the handle goes in between his eyebrows.
Oh, that's good looking.
He wasn't good looking before.
Yeah. I was going to say, but otherwise.
You know, these forehead tattoos, it's like, what if some point they have to get glasses? It doesn't look as tough.
Oh, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, here's my there's my gun.
Yeah, you're hoping you have perfect vision for the rest of your life.
Yes.
And I would tell someone you were smoking crack when you got the tattoo.
And then finally, this is a crazy story. All right, so there's this woman that had her Lexus stolen last week in Michigan. And she ended up getting a rental car as the police investigated. By the way, if you're wondering, stolen cars not high on the priority list of what the police do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had my car stolen outside a gas station. I mean, it was running. And I just
Are you serious?
It was really hot. Yeah.
You left it running, you ran in, and when you came back, it was gone.
Yeah, at Olive and Compton.
I don't blame the cops for not making that a priority.
You know what really hurt, though? They threw out all my CDs.
Like before they took off?
No, like on they were scattered as they were driving. It's like, really, does my music really offend you that much? It hurt me.
Maybe they thought they were doing you a favor.
No, they weren't.
She might want these. We need the car. She might want this Matchbox 20s gray sense.
Okay, so her Lexus is stolen. She's driving a rental car. The next day, when she was driving her rental car, she saw a Lexus parked at a convenience store, and it looked like hers. Mm. Well, it was hers. So she pulled into the parking lot, hopped into the car, and stole it back.
What? How, did she still have her keys?
Yes.
That's so great.
The person that stole her car, 18-year-old something.
Reported it
Jay
stolen.
Sean.
Reported it stolen.
No. Oh. Stole her rental car.
What?
No way.
No.
Whoa.
No.
Crazy.
Well, then I would worry about the rental car, too.
Can you imagine the cops just trying to make a sense of all that?
They would not believe it.
Yeah.
They would not believe it.
So was the person charged with stealing two different cars?
Here, they tracked him down 85 miles away. He was charged with unlawfully driving away a motor vehicle and carjacking. The woman, not charged for anything, for stealing her Lexus back.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's insane. She has to call the cops and be like, so I found my car. Good news is I found the car. Bad news is the rental car, I can't imagine it's still there.
Right.
The music you hear on Y98 is delivered to you by Schnucks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.